What's going on? What's going on? It's your man, R. Sean, the voice of reason, aka Super Tribble, the Rand of Steel. That dude is bad at using the internet. Live and direct with the last episode of Get Off My Lawn. What? What are you saying, Rand? Is that possible? What? You can't. No, we can't. Yep. The last Get Off My Lawn, folks. Sorry, kids. In this format. Wait, what? What are you talking about? That's right, we're gonna make a couple changes to Get Off My Lawn. We're going video in talks with the grand incredible boss man on the set, the Bat Tribble. We've decided we're gonna Get Off My Lawn up a notch. We're gonna move it over to the Black Tribble's YouTube page. So once a week you get to see my smiling face, maybe, I don't know. On the Black Tribble's YouTube page, you can check us out there, where I will be doing the show from either Amalgam Comics and Coffee House, 2578 Frankfurt Ave in Philadelphia, or at the crib. You know, that's where I spend most of my time, especially during the winter with my little man, the newly named Ice Grill Tribble, so you'll probably be seeing a little bit of his ugly mug, too. I kid, he's beautiful. And then when I'm on the road with Gangsta Grass, you'll definitely be seeing more of these because there's just more stuff to get on my nerves. But I want to wrap this up. I want to do this last episode with just some random stuff I'll be seeing throughout the days. Especially now that there's snow on the ground. And it turns into the Hunger Games for a parking spot around Philly. Yo, man. I'm saying, though. Yes, you're a butthead if you put a chair out in your parking spot or a cone or a grate, whatever. Like, yeah, it's kind of weirdly territorial and oddball and whatever. But if you're a dick that moves somebody's stuff and takes their parking spot, I think you're worse. You have stepped up the game of who's the bigger asshole. You win. Which is just, this is one of the many reasons I hate winter. Honestly, the only reason I like winter is because I love a good coat and some fly boots. But yeah, this whole snow shit, you can keep this forever. Done with snow. The thing that killed snow for me was a couple years back in Delaware when it snowed. We got like 26 inches and then it snowed again and I had to dig out like 4 cars in my parking lot at the apartment I lived in. I dug out my car, my ex-wife's car, the old lady that lived next to me's car, helped a couple up the road, dig their car out. Like, it was whack. It was the wackest thing ever. And I determined that, you know, for in general, snow, done. Don't need it. I don't ski. I don't sled. I don't snowboard, any of that shit. So y'all can have it. You can have it. I'm done. Fuck snow. What else is getting on my nerves? Hey, yo, Broad Street. Every time I go to work, take Broad Street. There might be a faster way. It depends. But it's the most direct route. Y'all catch on Broad Street, son. For real, though. Hey, yo. There are 2 lanes on Broad Street. The general consensus in American driving is that the left lane is to go a little bit faster. It's the passing lane, right? So if you're getting passed on the right multiple times, you need to reconsider your lane. Hey, yo, I'm telling you, man, Broad Street, I swear to God, and Germantown Avenue ain't much better, even though it's one lane. Like, I understand the speed limit says 35 on some, 25, wherever, I forget, I don't really pay attention. Maybe that makes me a bad person, I'm not sure. But 25 doesn't mean 15, and 35 doesn't mean 20. Like, if you don't have anywhere to go, that's cool. Maybe you're just out on a leisurely drive or something. But you gotta focus on your surroundings, man. If the dude behind you is really trying to get somewhere and you're just chilling, like, maybe you should either move or drive a little, something. Figure that out. Pay attention to what's going on around you. And if you're the person, if you're the guy or the gal that's, you know, kind of moseying along and then dips real fast through that yellow, and the cat behind you can't get through that yellow, I hope when you get home, your cat climbs up on your face and scratches your cornea. Maybe not permanently, but you deserve that shit. What else is getting on my damn nerves? I know I brought this up before, but this is very personal to me. I have some very dear friends that suffer from this shit. Some very important people in my life. Philly Cowboys fans, like, what the fuck, man? Y'all need to... Seriously, I'm done with y'all. Like, no. That is the second or third wackest thing on earth. Like, all right, maybe you have a reason. I've given Alex's mom a pass because she had family in Texas and they were Cowboys fans. Whatever. Maybe. But if you born and raised in Philly, I know you. I know your mama. I know your whole family. I know where you're from. I watched you grow up with me. I don't think I got any less love for you. I'm just concerned for your well-being. You know, maybe you have a tumor or something. Maybe something needs to get checked out. I'm not sure. But, yo, I'll be seeing these cats all day, like, Cowboys, Beasts of the East, blah, blah, blah. Are you out of your mind? All right. Y'all need to... Wasn't saying nothing when your boy Romo was blowing it every year in the playoffs. Wasn't saying a damn thing. All of a sudden, you got Dak. Shout out to Dak Prescott. I got no beef with Dak Prescott. Other than the fact he plays for the Cowboys. Seems like a good guy. He's got a good head on his shoulders. Balls quite well. And, you know, I think someday I'll come to respect him as I do Troy Aikman. But fuck Dez Bryant. He's a dick. Fuck Ezekiel Elliott. Somebody get him a whole shirt. See, I'm on Broad Street right now, and this dude is doing that bullshit. Come on, son. Catch up with the flow of traffic. Folks trying to get places. Fuck the Cowboys. Let's see. What else? What else do I need to get off my chest before we go video? What else is getting on my goddamn nerve? Honestly, most of it is just traffic and football. Oh, yo. I just seen this thing yesterday where there's an issue now about the amazing Wonder Woman trailer. Yeah. Why are her armpits shaved? What? Wait, what? You're trying to tell me that the immortal princess of the Amazons, in the midst of flipping a tank during World War I, the only thing you got from that is her shaved armpits. Now, this is going to get me in some trouble, probably. I am not a feminist because I don't know that I can claim that status yet. I have a you know, some controversial views that may or may not fit in the realm of feminism, so I don't know if I can claim them. I don't know if I can claim that, and I'm not going to try. But I will say this, and if you don't believe me, you can see me in the street. I rep hard for the women in my life. Okay. In fact, for reasons I really don't yet fully understand, I have figuratively walked in and out of the doors of the gates of hell in my marriage. But, yeah, I mean, if I find out somebody came out my ex-wife, you would have to see me in the street, because that's my kid's mom. Yeah, I mean, and whatever I think of her on a personal level, that's my kid's mom, and so, nah, you're not, no. I punch Jesus in the mouth if he messing with my daughter. That's on the real, and that's for anybody. Anybody see me in the street, King Kong, Godzilla, your mama, you mess with my daughter, see me in the street. That's my people. That has always been, you know, my sort of way with the women in my life, right? So, you know, probably because I lost my mom when I was a kid, and you know what I mean, and yeah, so that shit kind of sticks with you, right? Right. So I rep real hard for the women in my life. They get mad love. And so I try to extend that to women in general. You know, I'm not, you know, my music's out here, you know, with the bitches and hoes, and you know, I'm not, you know, out here pimping or nothing stupid like that. That kind of shit. But, I don't know that I can claim feminism, because I have some controversial views. We already talked about the violence against women in cinema shit. Like, is it violence against women if the lead is a woman and she's beating motherfuckers' ass and she gets her ass beat? I don't think so. That's just somebody that kick ass getting their ass beat sometimes. Happened. I was just watching Kill Bill the other day. Yo, the bride is a fucking G. And there's no violence against women against the bride, because the bride will fuck you up. And even when they tried to, she was like, nah, hold on, hold this baby. I'm gonna go do this coma real quick. And I'm gonna go beat these niggas' ass. Like, for real. The bride is no joke. So, you know, I exist in that world, and I've heard it about it, and so on and so forth. Whatever. See me in the street. Where was I going with this? Oh, Wonder Woman. So, I don't know that that's a thing. I really don't know that's a thing. There are plenty of grander issues that exist within the realm of Hollywood and men's and women's issues kind of shit, where if you look at any Wonder Woman comic ever, if you ever see her armpit, it's probably shaved. So the fuck what? Come on, man. We gotta do bigger than that. Let's do bigger than that. On the same realm, with the whole Iron Fist whitewashing thing, I'm gonna put this out there right now. I'll put money on the fact. Absolute fucking money. That without this whole whitewashing controversy on Iron Fist, it would get as much love as, maybe not as much love as Luke Cage. Luke Cage was special on a level that none of the other stuff can fuck with. As Daredevil and Jessica Jones, though, I guarantee. But it feels to me like, oh, this got put out there, so that means the whole show is bad. And I don't know if I buy that shit. I really don't know. I'm going to watch it. And this is coming from a guy that was bored as fuck by the first six episodes of Daredevil. Daredevil, the first one, I was like, meh. And that shit, every episode I tried to watch, it put me to sleep for at least a couple minutes, and I woke up and finished watching. I'd be willing to bet, yeah, Luke Cage was saved for me by a couple of things. One of those being the music. The music on Luke Cage was just so phenomenal. I was like, well, yeah, this is gonna keep me moving. But that, and I just kind of enjoyed his whole saga a bit more. And people were telling me, well, the Daredevil season 2, when the Punisher shows up, you know, the Punisher has never made anything better for me. Never. Except for maybe the Omega Drive with Punisher, Daredevil, and Spider-Man. That was amazing. But, you know, get up on that. Do your research. Find it. Fantastic stuff. I bet money that Iron Fist is the only reason that it's getting killed the way it is that is the idea of it being whitewashed, which it was not, which it is not. And I had this discussion with people before. I had it with Len the other day. You can't whitewash a white guy unless you make him more white, and you can't get much whiter than Danny Rand. Sorry. You know, you hear all this shit about people saying, stay true to the books, stay true to the books. And then they stay true to the books. They're like, well, why didn't you? No. Either you do it or you don't. Would I have cared if they had made Danny Rand Asian? Half Asian? Whatever? Nope. But I also don't care that they stayed true to the damn story, which came out in the 70s. And in the 70s, everybody wanted to be a martial artist. And at that time, white folks was running Marvel Comics, and they were like, you know what we need? Cool. Let's do it. And, you know, I know what you're going to say. Well, why don't you give a fuck? You don't rep for Asian people? Man, fuck out of here with that bullshit. Don't tell me what I do and don't rep for, who I do and don't rep for. But I will say this. I will allow people to have their, you know, make their own decisions about the thing that they rep for. So I will allow the makers of Great Wall, which is a Chinese production company, and a Chinese director, to recognize what's going to make them some money. What's going to make us some money is an action movie featuring Matt Damon. Matt Damon action movies make money. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Matt Damon. Mad people be shitting on Matt Damon for no reason. Yo, Jason Bourne. Fuck. Yeah, man. So I'm not going to... It's not my job to tell other people what they should be upset about. If you want to be upset about it, that's cool. But I'm not going to claim your rage and say that it's mine in a case where the decision was made by people behind the scenes to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna make a stink about Ghost in the Shell, because the idea of Ghost in the Shell is, let's put Scarlett Johansson in some tight shit and let her kick some ass. Motherfuckers will pay money for that. Okay. You think motherfuckers won't pay money for that all over the fucking world? I don't know where y'all got the idea that most of the free world doesn't think Scarlett Johansson is a good-looking woman. And if they're into stuff with her in tight clothes beating people up, they're not going to pay for it. These are decisions made by people that look and, you know, speak the languages that are represented in this stuff. They have that right. You know what I mean? Don't claim other people's outrage for them If they want to be outraged, fine. But don't tell them they should be outraged about it and not do shit. You know what I mean? Look, nobody says a goddamn thing when every third nigga on a rap radio looks like a goddamn Sambo, right? But everybody's bad and bougie, right? Everybody's fuck out of here. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, cats is trying to make their money, and whether or not I support that shit, which y'all know I don't, I'm not expecting white people to be like, to stand up for me and say, well, you shouldn't, blah, 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 blah. That's some shit we should know on our goddamn own. And if, you know, granted, they're two different ideas, and don't try to tell me it's the same shit, because it's not. But, nah, man, you don't try and tell me I should be outraged for somebody else. If there's a grand outrage from a community, cool. That's fine. I'll support that. But A, don't tell me some shit is whitewashed when it was already white. B, don't tell me motherfuckers shouldn't be able to make the decisions they make on their casting ideas. And C, don't try and tell me I should be outraged about some shit motherfuckers ain't even outraged about. About some shit that motherfuckers made the decision to do. Nope. That's not for me to claim. There was something else in there that was gonna come up. You know, I think the first video joint may wind up about being like about anime and shit, because it's a very visual thing. You know what I mean? And if you, I'm gonna save that. So that's my rant for the week. I want to send a big shout out to everybody that's listened to all of these. They're still up and available on SoundCloud, and I think they're reconnected to the Black Tribbles website. Talk to Len. But the next episode of Get Off My Lawn that you experience will be a video on the Black Tribbles YouTube page. We are expanding, growing, getting bigger and better and badder and blacker. Every day, and you're gonna find us all over the place in the next couple of weeks. We got Mac and Len going down to Doctor Who John. I think they're going down there. We're gonna be at the Greater Philadelphia Comic Con April 8th, that whole weekend. We got Blurred Con coming up. I'm gonna be at Amalgam Comics and Coffee next week with the guys from Serious Rap Shit podcast, which is my new favorite thing in the world. Shout out to John and Josh. They're doing an event at Amalgam next Friday night. A live version of the show, and then a screening of New Jack City. So shout out to that. What else we got coming up? We got Starting Five Squad. Shout out to the Mayor Tribble. He's coming down in April to do a live version of doing a hip hop discussion group joint down at Amalgam April 29th. What else is going on? So much stuff is happening. Got some stuff in the works with Gangsta Grass. I'll tell you all about that next time. The new album is still in the midst. Shout out to my producer, DJ Why Not. We just recorded a joint 2 weeks ago. That's bananas. Trying to get in there not next week, because I got stuff, but soon. So yeah, things are getting bigger and better and brighter and blacker at the same time. And shout out to all of y'all that have supported Get Off My Lawn in podcast form. And who knows, every now and again I may just throw one of these at y'all just because I haven't gotten a haircut or something and I'm just not prepared for the world to see my funny looking ass mug. But yeah, so that's the deal. It's your man, our son, the voice of reason, the Super Tribble. Moving on, bigger and brighter and blacker. Y'all know how we do. Thank you so much for indulging in my rants and raves and shit. Hope to hear from y'all, see y'all, get at y'all real soon. You know where I'm at. Every Tuesday and Saturday down at the Mountain Comics and Coffee House, 2578 Frankfort Ave in the Philadelphia. And yeah, that's it. Batrible will have this to you as soon as he has the time. He's a busy man doing lots and lots of things. As we all are. Shout out to Black Tribbles. Shout out to Gangsta Grass. Who else? Malcolm Comics and Coffee House. 5G Studios. I'm gonna take it back a little bit. Shout out to my whole 5G fam. Yeah, that's the deal. It's winter. It's about to be spring, thank God. She ain't looking at all this snow, but springtime's around the corner. So I gotta get my grass green. I'm gonna need you to stay off it if you're trying to kill my fly ass green. If not, see you at the picnic. Peace.